بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Just to recap, last week I started off with one statement of one buzurg, ki ek raho aur nek raho, and in that I gave a little explanation of what was meant by ek raho and nek raho. Remain united, remain one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make ibadat only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no shirk. Very briefly. Remain one, united with the people. Hearts must be clean. No adawat, no bughz. No dushmani, no enmity, no jealousy, etc., etc. Remain one. Nek raho, again, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand. Jis waqt jo cheez karna hai, aur jis waqt jis cheez se bachna hai, karte raho aur bachte raho. And with the makhluk, I told you, hukuk. Even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second portion, is hukuk, hukukullah and hukukul ibad. When we say hukukul ibad or hukukullah, Allah ta'ala's hukuk, Allah ta'ala ko koi fayda nahi. No benefit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fayda to hamara hi hai. All the benefit is for us. Take an example, if you don't understand, easy way to understand. You make qurbani on Bakri. You can keep the whole animal for yourself. No guna. So who's benefiting? Allah or we? So this is one example to show in the material sense how everything comes back to us if we want to keep it. There's no guna. As far as the other things are concerned, that definite benefits in the dunya as well as the akhirah. Huququl ibad, again, it all comes back to us, another person's huquq. But actually we benefit. I gave you that one example of making salam to the wife, how it strengthens the taluk between the husband and the wife, or any person for that matter. Today, I'm going to talk on just one aspect of all that I've mentioned. I'm going to go into detail through some waqiyats of just one aspect. And the one aspect is about salam. Mawlana, just read out the hadith.
Bismillah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام. Rasulullah said, that spread salam, feed the poor, the hungry, join family ties, and perform salat at night when everybody is asleep. There is the Tahajjud salat.
Jazakallah. While there are benefits in making salam, if we don't make salam properly, if we don't give jawab properly, we've got serious problems. And this is what I want to discuss with you today. From my experience and what my experience with my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh. In 1956, I was in Ahmadiyya school in Mabel. Not school, Ahmadiyya Madrasa. Those people who know, upstairs with the Madrasa, downstairs with the school. Mawlana Lut was on top there with Hafiz Ahmad Saeed and Usman Ustad, sir. On the top, and we had the man in the bottom. One day, during tea break, Usman Ustad and Hafiz Ahmad Saeed, sir, they're sitting on the bench outside, and we also outside. Usman Ustad, sir, tells to Hafiz Ahmad Saeed, sir, you see that person there walking there? Just then, I did not see him. He pointed to some person, and I saw him. That person was walking there. He's pointing to him. You see, see that person there? He never gives jawab of salam. If you make salam to him, he never gives jawab. We're going back to 1956 or 57. I remember all this thing vividly. I knew that person, that Buzruk. And I was, can remember how hurt I felt. How come he's talking ill about that person? But of course, out of respect, I couldn't say anything. Kept quiet. It just so happened that the next Saturday, that I happened to be walking in Commercial Road from Lockhart Brothers down towards Grey Street. And this Buzruk also happened to be walking in the same direction. So we met up together. I made salam, I made musaf, and we started walking together. From the opposite direction, somebody was coming and he made salam to this Buzruk. I heard that salam. Standing next to him or walking next to him, I didn't hear the jawab. He gave it. I looked at his face. He said something, but I didn't hear it. My answer was there. You see the problem? But Gumani, where did it start? He made salam, which he heard. That is why he gave jawab. But the jawab was not done audibly in a loud voice so that he could hear it. That is why he went into a state of badgumani, ki that Buzruk doesn't give jawab. So important. So instead of creating muhabbat, now he's creating adawat. In future he'll say, I'll never make salam to that person. So that was the problem. What is the masla? Salam is tarah se kaho ke sunne wale sun le. Jisko salam keh rahe wo sun le. Aur jawab is tarah do ke jisne salam keha tha wo sun le. Both ways. You make salam so that he can hear. Give jawab so that he can hear. Otherwise you go away with this feeling that this person never gives jawab. So not doing things according to sharia, dunya hi mein nuksan ho raha hai. That person will never trust you in anything else too. Small thing, but look how far the effects go. I'm just going to deviate a little bit on the same issue. Many of us sneeze and alhamdulillah, we say alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, even our children too. Small children, 2-3 year old children, they also say alhamdulillah. But the jawab, very few people give jawab, and even if they do, nobody hears it. To say alhamdulillah is sunnah, to give jawab is wajib. So by saying alhamdulillah loudly, you've made wajib, jawab wajib on that person. But that person is not giving jawab. Or if he does give jawab, you don't know. I'm telling you all this so that we must make a habit in the house that if we say alhamdulillah loudly, make sure somebody gives jawab. You have to train the children, including the wife, to give jawab. My daughter was small. And I used to tell her this, to give jawab. So one day I sneezed, I said, alhamdulillah. I said, no jawab coming. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. They're looking at me, who are you? I said, I'm waiting for jawab. I said, alhamdulillah. He said, main jawab di do. I said, koi humro. Who heard? So I trained them this way, both the wife and the daughter, to give jawab loudly. So happened one day I was reading a kitab and my daughter sneezed and she said, alhamdulillah. Now when you're engrossed in something, you don't hear anything. So I didn't hear anything. A voice might have reached me, but I don't know what. I never knew that she said Alhamdulillah. So she's saying Alhamdulillah. 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 Now she's giving me my own medicine. So I told her, maaf kaji, many humble, I didn't hear it. Once Hazrat asked me, okay, Dr. Sahib, tali bajao, clap your hands. I did this. He said, no, with one hand only. Even with the speaker, you can't hear it. He said, ab do haath us batao. He said, taliya do haatho se bachti hai, na ke ek haath se. So where there is talim, there must be tarbiyat too. Not just talim. Without tarbiyat, your talim will not come into effect or into practice. Again, we talk of usools. I'm always talking about usools. Remember this usool. It takes two hands to clap. Just remember this much, nothing else. You can apply it everywhere. Every aspect of your life. People say, make dua for me, make dua for me. Haan, dua karenge. But, if you sit over there and do nothing, and everybody makes dua, nothing will happen. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi had come to my place 1 month before he passed away. They stayed the night, they had supper. Next morning they had breakfast. So, his leftover porridge was given to me by Mufti Ibrahim Pandur Sahib. That is the haqq. Mezban ka haqq, not to give it to anybody else. He gave it to me. But then I see hands are being stretched this way, that way, this way, everybody asking for it. I say, khair, give it to them. One person says, no, why didn't you put it in the big pot? So that everything becomes tabarruk and then everybody can eat something. That is all right. Again, same principle. Tabarruk kha kha kar kahan tak pahunche? Where have we gone? Where have we reached? Before the tabarruk, there must be some change inside the heart. Whereas now, Rasul-e Pak saw some tabarruk, nothing greater than that. Abu Jahl kya hua? Abu Lahab kya hua? Nothing. They ate his dawat, but nothing, no effect. Yahan jana tha, wahin gaye. So just, tabarruk is nothing. There must be a change of heart. Inside, before the tabarruk comes, then you find there's a difference. Khair. So that was the first waqia about badgumani on the basis of not making salam and jawab loud enough. We must get into this habit. So if you make salam to the wife, make sure she gives jawab in a way that you hear it. Not only for you, but for everybody else. Another waqia, 1977. It was after Asr in the summer months and two charpais are laid out in the yard under the skies. It's hot. You know our beds, we've got these double-decker beds. Not like that, they have charpais. Four legs. Charpai means four legs. So we just carry the bed and put it, take it outside. You don't need it to put it up again. Just stand it up against the wall. So it was put into the sand. Hazrat is sitting on one charpai, or he's resting, both his legs on top, with the takya, he's resting there. Maulana Ghulam, who's now in Didier, and myself are sitting on one side, the other charpai, facing him. Just then one person comes. Person whom we never seen before. Well dressed, you can see he's well to do. Very well dressed, beautiful clothing, kurta pajama of course, nice, dirty, and he comes, makes salam, Mustafa, and he sits on the charpa on the leg end of Hazrat and they start talking. Soon after that, one Khan Sahib comes. This Khan Sahib is from Jalalabad. He's a poor person, and Every day he comes to meet Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. Besides that, if he has any problem, health problem, any other problem, family problem, he must come and discuss and take mashura from our Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. But Bichari was like this, he would take mashura and go and do exactly what he wanted to do beforehand. And he never make amal on mashura. South African students used to ask him to make roti for them. So, that's how he used to come into contact with us every day. He used to stutter. We used to call him Toto Khan. Khair. So, as Hazrat and this Buzuk are sitting and talking, Khan Sahib walks in, he passes Hazrat's charpai and comes and sits with us on this charpai. As he came, he said, Assalamu alaikum. He didn't say, Abbaji, Assalamu alaikum. They call Hazrat Abbaji. So, he didn't say Abbaji, he says, Assalamu alaikum. So, Maulana Ghulam and I immediately gave jawab. Haq is fulfilled. If he said, Abbaji, Assalamu alaikum, then it was wajib on him to give jawab. Anyway. This Buzruk went away. After a few minutes, Khan Sahib gets up. He says, Assalamu alaikum. And he also walks away. Hazrat gave jawab. And he walked away. He's gone about 20, 25 yards. When Hazrat asked us, Jab Khan Sahib aaye thi to salam kiya tha? When Khan Sahib came, did he make salam? I said, yes. We gave jawab. He said, maine to suna nahi. Achha, Hazrat, befikar rahe, humne jawab de diya tha. Aapka naam nahi liya tha. He didn't take your name specifically, just make general salam. We gave jawab. Bulao Khan Sahib. So I ran, called Khan Sahib. Khan Sahib got very happy. Abba ji mujhe yaad farma rahe hain. He's thinking of me. Khan Sahib, jab aap aaye the, apne salam kiya tha? Ji haan, Abba ji. When you came, did you make salam? Ji haan, Abba ji. I did not hear you. Therefore, I'm giving a jawab now. And he gave the jawab. He says, Shayad aapke dil mein ye khayal hua hoga ki Abba ji ne ameer ka salam ka jawab to diya, gharib ka nahi diya. Probably a thought might have crossed your mind that Abbaji gave jawab of the salam to the rich person but not to the poor person. Abbaji bilkul yahi khayal tha. See what he says? Exactly, same thoughts crossed my mind. And who's saying this? Roz ke roz baitne wale. A person who's there every day. But gumani again. It was not Hazrat's fault. But Hazrat had some, you can call it kashf or whatever it is, ki wo badgumani lekar yahan se ja raha hai. He's got this badgumani in his heart and he's going with this. We must sort him out. And what Hazrat said, he agreed. Exactly the same thought crossed my mind. Badgumani to hai. Another thing comes out. Paas walo ka bhi kawe bharosa nahi. Paas walo ka bhi koi bharosa nahi. You remember that waqia? Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid Nabawi. Late at night, his wife is there. And two sahabis walking past. He stops them. He calls them. He says, meri biwi hai. This is my wife. So this is Rasul. How can we make badgumani that you're talking to a ghair mahram? He says, kisi ka bharosa nahi. You cannot trust anybody. If you went away with this thought that me, Rasul Pak Sallam, is talking with ghair mahram in the dark of the night, iman gaya. Sahabiyat gayi. You see? Ajeeb. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had this habit of making salam first. This was also my Hazrat's habit, rahmatullah alayh. If we met him in the road, coming from the masjid, going to the masjid, we never succeeded in making salam to him first. He always beat us. Made salam first. The person who makes salam first, what is he doing? He's expressing his ajzi. Wo to jabran jawab deta hai. He's got to give jawab, whether he likes it or not. Allah Ta'ala has made it wajib upon him. But this person who initiates the salam is actually putting himself down. Ajizi, humility. Besides that point, it is still sunnah to make the salam first. So he was making salam first. Who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Whenever he and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala met, he always made salam first to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. One day when they met, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala did not make salam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala made salam. Another sahabi saw this. Okay, this is the habit of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and today this opposite has happened. So there must be some jagra between them. Between Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That's why he did not make salam. And you know ourselves, if you're angry with somebody, you won't make salam. Even with your wife, you won't make salam. So he went straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make him aware of the situation. Sahaba kiram, not because they wanted to put somebody in the eye. They could not tolerate another sahabi having some problem with another brother sahabi. So he went and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu. This was his habit, but today I saw this. There must be some jagra between them. Call them. He came. Was this your habit before? He said, gee. Why did you not make salam today first to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu? He says, jab bhi main pehle salam karta tha. Whenever I made salam first, to anwar-e-ilahi ka nuzul mujh par zyada hota tha. Aur Hazrat Ali par kam. Aaj maine socha ke mere bhai ko wo hasil ho jaye. Ke anwar-e-ilahi ka nuzul un par zyada ho, mujh par kam. Isar. So much of sabak comes out from this. Whenever I made salam first, the anwar, plural of nur, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to descend on me much more than Ali, because I made salam first. So today I thought, let my brother Ali benefit from this. That's why I kept quiet, so that he can make salam. If we know this just one incident, I don't think we'll ever hold ourselves back from making salam. We don't see all these things. But a little bit of thought and see how much happiness it creates in a person. And that is all the effect of the anwar-e-ilahi, the nur that descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here again, this sahabi saw it as from jagra. But what you find is completely different. And the sabak here is, besides the badgumani, isar, that you forego what is your benefit for the sake of your brother, your comfort for the sake of the brother's comfort. Isar, this is the word isar. I can go on this for a long, long time, some other time inshallah. I'll tell you something in passing here. After Maghrib namaz, we read our sunnah and our wabin. Those who want to go, go away. Those people who are sitting over here, now I've got yaqeen, ke ikhlas se baith rahe hain, talab se baith rahe hain. Now you are sitting with ikhlas and with talab, to mera dil bhi khulta hai. My heart also opens out. And through your barakat, so many things are coming in my mind, but I can't talk because there's no time. I'm just telling somebody, when I have to sit and think of all these incidents, I can't. But when I sit in a majlis like this, where I know people have talab, then I recall so many things which I think I've forgotten many years ago. تو یہ آپ لوگوں کی برکت ہے, خلوص کی برکت. گو بیک ٹو جلال آباد ان 1977. آئی ٹولڈ یو اباؤٹ میکنگ سلام فرسٹ. ون ڈے آئی ایم واکنگ فروم حضرت's پلیس ٹو دا مدرسہ. جسٹ دین دا مدرسہ ہیڈ فنشڈ آف فور دا ڈے فور دا مارننگ اباؤٹ 11 o'clock. And from there, the students and the ustads are now coming out of the madrasa, going to their places. I was going to the madrasa. From the opposite direction, from the madrasa, I find one of the ustads, Maulana Aqilur Rahman Sahab, an old ustad, probably the oldest ustad still living now in Jalalabad, very close taluk with Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Before the morning session in the madrasa, he is there. After the 11 o'clock session ends, the four periods end in the morning, he's there again. Then before the 2 o'clock session starts after Zohar, he's there again. Before Asar, he's there again. So this sort of taluk he had with the Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. So when I saw him coming, and I'm going that way, I already decided I'm going to make salam first. So he's at a distance. So I said, before he can make salam, I must make salam. So I made salam. No jawab. I thought to myself, probably he did not hear me. When he came a little closer, he's walking this way, we're coming closer. I made salam again. No jawab. Surprised, I gave it. Made salam in a loud voice. Khair, he didn't hear it. Now we are very close together. He's just here, I'm here. I made salam again. No jawab. I was shattered. I was completely shattered. Person staying so close to Hazrat, day in, day out, attend his majlis, and he's not giving jawab of salam. I didn't have the guts to tell Hazrat what had happened. I was so disappointed in this alim. He fell from my eyes. The respect that I had for him was gone. Three or four days later, in the majlis, during the majlis, Hazrat mentioned something. What he says? He says, agar koi hafiz sahab aur koi alim sahab raaste mein chalte chalte tilawat kar rahe ho aur kisi ne salam kiya to salam ko tilawat ko rok kar salam ka jawab de kar auzu padh kar phir tilawat shuru kare. If any hafiz or any alim is making tilawat while walking, and if somebody makes salam, he says, stop your tilawat, give jawab of the salam, and then read awdu and start again your tilawat. Agar aisa na kiya, badgumani paida ho jayegi. He's going to develop badgumani. اور جو عالم لوگوں کی نظر سے گرا ان سے لوگوں کو فائدہ نہیں ہوگا. ونس اے پرسن بیکمز بدگمان دین دیٹ عالم کین ناٹ بینیفٹ اینی بڈی نو بڈی کین بینیفٹ فرام ہم بیکاز یو گاٹ بدگمانی اینڈ ایگزیکٹلی واٹ ہیپن ٹو می ہی فیل فرام مائی آئیز بیکاز آف دا بدگمانی اٹ جسٹ سو ہیپن آل دیس تھنگ ناؤ آل دا پزل جسٹ فالوئنگ ان ٹو پلیس. One person mentioned, Mawla Aqilur Rahman, one of the South African students says, Mawla Aqilur Rahman makes lots of tilawat. While walking, he makes lots of tilawat. My jawab was there. So he was making lots of tilawat at that time too. He came out from madrasa, he was making tilawat. How do we know that he's making tilawat? He is making amal on a masla. Masla to apni jagah par hai. Hazrat Nazar is somewhere else. Okay, if you make amal on the masla, theek hai. Lekin sometimes you'll have to leave the masla aside and look at the reality. Haqeeqat, see what happens. And this is exactly what happened. So, if you say you know the masla, mashallah, alhamdulillah, masla to aapko maloom hai. Lekin iska natija kya hua? So what happened? What happened because of your masla? So you must leave your masla aside and think forward. Now, this is very beneficial for all the Hufazas and Alims who are Hufazas. Sometimes you're just finishing off a surah, Tabarak, and somebody makes salam, you say, now, let me finish off this, because then I get all confused again. No. Give jawab. Go back if you can't go from the way you stop. Go back and start again. So important. Okay, lastly on the topic of salam. A year before Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away, Hardawi. Briefly, I just mentioned, I had been to and stayed there in Hardawi as well. He admitted me in the madrasa too, for my tajweed. Okay, it's a long story. So 1 year before he passed away, I went to see him. We met him in the morning. For Zohar, he didn't come to the masjid. At that time, now he was in the wheelchair. He had made his own jamaat in his own place. Asar time, my friend who was with me, both of us are walking towards the masjid. Somebody comes and taps me. Ki Hazrat aapko yaad farma rahe hain. Maulana is calling you. I turn around and see he's in the wheelchair, not far from behind me. So I immediately went, made salam, musafa. He tells me, dekho, look how the shoes are kept. The shoes are all kept, students' shoes, hundreds of students, but they're all kept neatly like soldiers, shoulder to shoulder. In a neat row. So in a small place, so many shoes are being accommodated. So he's drawing my attention to that. Why? Wherever you go today, unfortunately even here, there's so much of shoe racks, but people still take off their shoes outside the doors. We have to jump over the shoes, tramp over the shoes, trip, and sometimes fall. I can go on to another topic on this. Briefly, you're giving taklif to your fellow Muslims. Bend down, pick up your shoes and put it into the shoe rack. The day when there's not enough shoe rack, then we'll talk about it. But today you can't say there's not enough shoe racks. Enough shoe racks. Maulana drew my attention to this. And this is not what I want to say. I just brought this in because I wanted to mention, because I see all these things happening here. So 1 year before he passed away, probably this was before that, Hazrat was in Bombay for treatment. We got to know, so the local Maulana who was with me, we phoned, asked permission to go and see him. So we were told that you're only permitted to come and make salam and musafa, not to talk to him. Not to talk to him, just make musafa and salam and go away. Okay, no problem. So we went at the appointed time. They led us into the room. Hazrat was alone on his bed. He saw me. He was so happy to see me. He's looking here and there, looking here and there. Now he's looking for a chair. So he can ask us to sit. So I knew that now. I said, now, before he shouts for somebody, and if he sat on the floor, the bed was high, then he would have had to do this, strain his neck to look at us. So he was in the middle of the big double bed. So I quickly sat on the leg side of the bed on the one side. The other person sat on the other side. And he started talking and talking and talking. Khair, it's a long story. I'll cut it short. Time is coming up. When we finished, we made musafa, we made salam, and we walked out. When we walked out, I just happened to meet somebody else whom I knew, who was Hazrat's murid. So we started talking. Just then we heard Hazrat calling from the inside. So this person ran inside again, was talking to us, and he came back. He says, Hazrat is calling you all inside again. He wanted to know whether we are still around. He said, yes. So he told us to call them outside. We went inside. He said, जब आप यहां से निकले थे तो आपने सलाम किया था. आपने कहा था सलाम अलैकुम. सलाम अलैकुम. यह गलत है. सलाम तो करना चाहिए सही तरीके से. अस्सलाम अलैकुम. अलीफ गायब हो गया था. यू एट द अलीफ आउट. लेफ्ट द अलीफ आउट. So he made islah of our salam. Not salam alaikum. That's how everybody says these days. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I got so happy. In this state too, he made our islah. See, the Buzurgana Deen, if they don't make your islah, then it's khiyanat on their part. You have to do this. They're bound by this. Whole life is this. There's no such thing as retirement for the Buzurgana Deen. Until the last moment, you'll find they're doing work. Alhamdulillah. So anyway, then he tells us, he went to some place, probably Bombay or somewhere, or Surat, I don't know which place, can't remember. He says, at the station, lots and lots of people came to see him off. So he told everybody, main sab se musafa karunga, lekin tarteeb se. I'll make musafa with every one of you, but with tarteeb. I want all the ulamas to stand on one side, all the non-ulamas to stand on one side. He started off with the non-ulamas making musafa. As they came in, they started making salam. He was waiting for them to make salam. They all made salam. And he gave jawab. Then he started off with this group. I don't know how long it took. He finished off. Then he's telling everybody, ki sab ne salam kiya tha. Lekin is sare majme mein sirf teen ne sahi salam kiya tha. Only three people from this whole group made salam properly. Assalamu alaikum. The rest of them at the alifa. So, I felt very happy that he made our islah. Two minutes more, I'll go back to Hardoi. This was now not on salam, but something else very common these days. There were two local alims, and these people happened to be our Hazrat's Khadims too. Allah Masihullah Rahmatullah's Khadims. So we three of us went, and there, we have to register first. All mehmans must register first in the office, and they show us our rooms, mehman khana. As soon as we went into the mehman khana, this friend, this Maulana of mine, took out his cell charger and put his phone to charge. I'm looking at him, I said, Maulana, ye kya kiya aapne? Aapko yahan cell charge karne ki ijazat hai? Have you got permission to do this? He said, yeah, Dr. Sahib, ye toh laga hua isi liye. It is for the same reason these plug points are put over here. I said, no. I came here 25 years ago. The plug points were there. And 25 years ago, there was no cell phone in India. They've got these plug points for their own use, for their own particular purposes. We have no right to do this. I said, he asked me, mujhe kya karna chahiye? What should I do? I said, go to the office and ask them permission whether you can charge your cell phones. He went over there and he came back. Kya kaha? What they said? Hargiz uski ijazat nahi. You have no permission whatsoever to charge your cell phones. Then he asked him, mujhe kya karna chahiye? What should I do now? I said, you are from India. You estimate how much of electricity you might have used for this 15, 20 minutes and go put that much in the madrasa account. So he went and put some and he came out. He didn't charge his phone. Abu Hazrat says, we come to the masjid thinking that ye to Nana ji ka ghar hai. Nana ji's house. Well, we've got the same habit. See during itikaf how many people put their phones for charging. In Makkah Muazzama, I asked Maulana, what's his name? Abdul Manan Sahib, the engineer of the Haram Sharif. Have they got permission to charge their phone? He said, hargiz nahi. No. Yet you find everybody's charging their phones. They've got the plug points for their own thing, for the vacuum cleaner and for the other things. Then when I mentioned this to somebody, they told me even in the markaz in Delhi, There's no ways you can charge phone. They don't allow you. People go and charge their phone outside in the restaurants or the cafes outside. They don't allow them to charge inside. Time's up. I can go on. I think I've finished. Until we meet the next time. बहुत सी काम की बातें कान में पड़ गई. All beneficial talk. Different aspects of the same thing. You can add more to it through your own experience. Whatever it is, अल्लाह करे कि वक्त पर सब बातें याद आती जाए, आती रहे. अल्लाह make it so that we begin to remember all these things at the opportune time. Because if we don't, then having listened or not listened makes no difference. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko iman mein mazbooti ata farmaye, amal mein istiqamat ata farmaye, aakhir dam tak iman baqi rakhe. Bila sawal jawab bakhti, jannat mein firdaus mein ala se ala maqam naseeb farmaye, apni raza par razi rehne ki taufeeqat se nawazte rahe aur apni marziyat par چلتے رہنے کی توفیق حاصل کرتے, موت کی پوری پوری تیاری کرتے رہنے کی توفیق بخشے.